men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Push-Up Bra Inventor.
Mr. Push-Up Bra Inventor.
Never before has one man done so much with so little.
Lifting them higher.
From mosquito bites, pimples, and pancakes to melons, mountains, and Major League Yabos. An engineering feat so brilliant, it can only be described as va-va-va-voom.
Va-va-voom!
Thanks to you, even a 90-year-old grandmother can go from A to double D in a single bound.
What's your number, Granny?
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh hoister of the hooter, because when it comes to the bust, you're the best.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello and welcome to week 8 of the Arby FFL. Plenty of injuries. We're all suffering and coping and bye weeks mixed in. It's pretty fragile. Everyone seems to be pretty fragile from a team perspective. Some teams are on the rise, scoring good points at any moment. Just feels like who knows. As Guy said, the pool looks very bare. Everyone seems to be carrying 20 quarterbacks, which I think we may have to put a cap on that going forward. I'm guilty of it as much as anybody because I have not had a quarterback to really help out. But ultimately, the league is extremely tight. Anything can happen in the last few weeks. And boy, the divisional matchups are going to play a huge role because of the tiebreak situations that may well come into play. Let's jump into it. I'll start off by giving Bossy all the glory. That's what he loves. That's what he lives for. So 149, the Devils defeated the Crabs 101. Allen 22. Consistent top five quarterback. Eckler had 2 touchdowns against the Jets. He had 20. Lamb was very good, continues to be top five wide receiver, 31. Wilson, 11 on a pretty horrible offensive unit. Andrews, good, 17. Josh Downs came back down to earth, injured. Not sure if he's out, questionable. He only had 2. And then this guy, Taysom Hill, scoring every possible way. I think he's probably ranked as now the best tight end in football. He had 20. Special teams got 26. So excellent effort. 11 for Algier, 16 for Dotson, and Ferguson, the tight end in Dallas, had 22. Lots of points. For the Devils, 149. It was the Crabs, 101. Howell had 18. Kamara had 10. Lost a couple of touchdowns to Hill. 12 to McLaurin. 14 to Pittman. Moreau got 3, which I guess was 3 more than I expected. Rashid White had 27. Thielen down to earth with 7. And special teams just had 10. On the bench, 14 for Smith, and not much else to report with 2 studs on IR, keepers actually on IR. Laporta was on a bye. Just hanging in there are the Crabs. They went down to the Devils this week. The Maulers, 89, defeated the Cows, 65. We'll get to that. Herbert had 6, 26 for Stevenson and 29 for Cooper. One of the Cooper's touchdowns bounced off about 9 guys. It was just insane. 8 for Chase. Parnham didn't score. Gallup had 3 and 6 for Lockett. Special teams had 11. A couple of critical players were on bye this week. No one else scored. Luke Musgrove had 14. Nobody else scored. The Cows, 65, clearly their low point of the year. They are struggling at the quarterback position, minus two for Geno Smith, although most quarterbacks that come against Baltimore don't fare too well. Swift had 9, 15 for Allen, 10 for Hill, 13 for Hockerson. Cook had 7, get to Cook in a second, 2 for Flower. Special teams only had 11. Tank Dell had 34. I don't think that was going to be a start. But Jacoby Myers, surprising that he was on the bench. I would have thought that he would be a better pick than Cook. Maybe he will be in the coming week. Maulers defeat the Cows. The Finns, 130. Bounce back to beat the Queens, 108. Mahomes, 13. Got off to a cracking start, then really slowed down in that game in Germany. 14 for Barkley. AJ Brown, just a beast. He had 19. Mingo had 1, obviously put in as a result of bye weeks. 30 for Schultz. Best game this year by quite a bit. Walker had 2. Conklin had 12. Special teams were the winners with an incredible 39. Great effort. Really, that's what I think was the difference, really. On the bench, nothing. There was lots of injuries and buys. For the Queens, 108. Hall was put in by desperation. He got 4. Got literally lit up early in the game. 17 for Mixon. 12 for Evans. Adams, 7. Just been a very disappointing season. 21 for Otten. That was a bonus. Robinson had 9. Nico Collins been good. 14. Special teams had 24. On the bench, Douglas had 10. Sure whether he was going to be started. T. Higgins had 24. That kind of would have been helpful, that's for sure. Wondell Robinson had 13. Johnson had 13. Colts defense had 31. It's pretty nice. They went down, the Queens, 130 to 108. The Wipeouts, 102, get home against the Dockers, 89. I guess it's not what you know, it's who you play. Burrow, 24. Nice week. He's definitely coming on strong. Jacobs had 21, 22 for Diggs. 6 for Metcalf, gold it, 8. Now he's out. I think he's on IR, actually. He's got a broken arm. Pollard, 9. 6 for Nacua. Special teams had 6. On the bench, lots of buys. And nobody scored. Dockers, 89. Just fell short. 9 for Minshew, 18 for Henry. Atwell had 5. Reed, 6. 4 for Kelsey. He slowed right down. Hubbard, 9. Dobbs, 6. I think this could be the only fantasy team that's gone in with not one, but 2 Packers wide receivers. Desperation smells like that sometimes. Special teams were the clear winners with 32. Not enough, though. Gus Edwards, 17, surprised he didn't get a start, especially when you've got the wide receiver call going. But it's what happened. 16 for Madison. Nothing else to report. Dockers go down this week to the Wipeouts. The Costanzas on a little bit of a roll. 143 defeated the Budgies. 114. Hurts had 25. That was obviously just another great week for him. 17 for Taylor. Seems to be bouncing back now. He's back in action. 22 for Johnson. Nice slot in. Waddle had 8. Little banged up. Think he's going to be okay, though. Pitts had 9. Almost got to 10. But couldn't do it. Breece Hall had 10. 3 for DJ Moore. Special teams had 49. That's what happens when the Browns shut out Arizona and have a couple of, well, a lot of special teams additional defensive points. On the bench, CJ Stroud at 51. Got to call that out. It's one of the best performances by a rookie ever. 12 for Ford, 12 for Smith and Jigba. Nobody else really scored. 143 with 49 coming from special teams. The Budgies might feel a little bit slighted by that, but it happens. 14. I think I copped Dallas in week one when they got like 50. Heinicke 16, 6 for Pacheco. Hopkins had 10, 10 for Addison. Kmet actually is playing pretty good. 23, great outlet. But Fields is back this week. Maybe that won't continue. Mostert had 14. Alave, 16. Special teams, 19. You look at that score and you'd be like, that could be good enough to win. Nope, was not. Aaron Jones, 15. Bouncing back. Warren, 13. Getting a lot of additional carries towards the end of the game alongside Najee Harris. Wasn't enough, though. Budgies go down the Costanzas. In the final matchup, I left it to the end because there's not a lot to say about it. Hamsters 77 defeated the Mudcats 43. It'll be nice to be in this matchup. Hamsters 9 from Jackson. Henderson 4, nothing for Thomas. 6 for Brown. 14 for Kincaid, and Harris had 14 and 12 for Njoku. Special teams had 18. That's how you get to 77. On the bench, Janu Smith, 30. And that was it. Pretty big bye week for the Hamsters it was. For the Muddies, 43. 11 for Tua. Robinson had 3. I do not know why they don't use him more. But it is what it is. Cup had 6, quietened down quite a bit. Pickens with 2, didn't do much. Higbee didn't score. Packers really wrapped them up, and they have no quarterback. Cam Akers, 6, he's now on IR. He has a torn Achilles. Osborne had 3, huge concussion, was smoked. Special teams at 12. On the bench, 13 for Henry. That is it. Let's look at the actual standings as we get into the final few weeks. In the North, the Wipeouts now have a 2-game lead at 6-3 over the Maulers, 4-5, and the Queens, 3-6. Queens are in a little bit of bother. They're going to have to go on a winning streak. In the South, the Cows still keep a 1-game lead at 5-4 over the 4-5 Dockers and the 4-5 Finns. This is classic South. It'll come down to the last week, almost certainly. In the East, the Stanzas, Crabs, Mudcats are all 5-4, and there are multiple permutations for tiebreakers. Not going to get into them, but the Costanzas are on a 3-game win streak. That's worth talking about. In the West, the 6-3 Devils lead. In fact, they're the number one ranked team in our fantasy league. The Budgies are 5-4, and the Hamsters are 2-7. That win just slightly keeps the hopes alive. If we were to wrap it up right now, the Wipeouts, the Cows, the Devils would get in. And then I don't know who would get in the East because it's weird. And then there would be a wild card coming from someone in the East and the Budgies. Very, very quickly, let's look at this week's games. The matchups are important always. We've got the Crabs versus the Muddies, calling the Crabs. Queens, Maulers, calling the Maulers. Budgies, Wipeouts. Wipeouts easy. Dockers, Costanzas. Costanzas in a cakewalk. Cows, Finns. Cows will win that one. Devils, Hamsters. Going to go for the Devils. That's your week done. Good luck. Bye for now.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Losing Locker Room Reporter.
Mr. Losing Locker Room Reporter.
Wherever a semi-naked man is crying like a schoolgirl because he lost a ball game, you are there.
So sad, too bad now.
Why did they lose? Because some millionaire dropped the ball. A millionaire who needs a mic stuck in his face on national television. Go ahead, wear your cashmere blazer to work. No one's going to pour champagne on it where you're going.
They'll just lose us.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh bringer of bad news. You're not a big loser. You just interview them.
Don't wanna talk about it.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.